Before we start Teichen, this one, Wala Ore Be'ilchoi Slash, the Isur Lisha Min Ateir. What is Lisha? You're not allowed to take flour and water and make a dough on Shabbos. The Isur Lisha. It's the Isur De'iraisa. Normal, Melon Pshat and Lisha is you put liquid into dry, and the liquid in the dry together becomes a dough. Das ist Hefze von Lische. Es ist mir gekommen, ob ich noch mal in Neuerbach. Und als er es hat das Week beschehen nach Hause nicht. Und mir sagt er, if you put ketchup inside mayonnaise and you mix it in Shabbos, you chayev mitzad lash. Das ist schade, if you chayev skile or it's only Isur der Rabbonon. Also er hat ob ich noch mal in Neuerbach und als er hat er Hause nicht. Andere hat es im Amish Chiyuf skile. It's like going in a car, it's all bizarre. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein was matter it. This is the reason some people in America do it. Because Reb Moshe Feinstein was matter it, and Reb Nissen Karelitz, and they tell me that chetzer of lisha has to be, you have salad, dry, and the liquid together, it becomes like a dough. Other ketchup and mayonnaise is like mixing two cups of water. It's the same kind. The chefze of Lisha is, you have flour, you have water, together you create a andere zach. Shlomo Zalman says, mayonnaise and ketchup also create a naya zach. So mele, you don't have to decide what to do to listen to his rabbi. I heard Hind, you could buy it already ready together. So avada, si besa tzakei from Par Shabbos, and tzakei na rayin tzayisur de reise, or tzayisur de rabbonon and Shabbos. Chrein, it's even worse. To mix mayonnaise with chrein, this is mamish can zayla isu. Even, it could be a Moshe was made that chrein with mayonnaise is a isu de rice already. Because chrein is not liquid already, it's pieces. And this, the mayonnaise puts it together. So there it could be that even if you will hold that ketchup and mayonnaise you're allowed to do in Shabbos, of a chrein and mayonnaise is a sach mur meita and a sach mur makam to be machmir, I can't say for sure. I didn't have time to be mevaret. My rabbeim are more in the hold, but it's also, it's very hard to ask them. And the tzad of Rav Moshe, if they hold, if chrein is mutter. In my house, I'm meicha. Yeah, it's Rav Moshe, and chrein. I don't know. I don't know. And mayonnaise, he has a Rav Moshe. But why, you know, people today, the people look for all different chumras. Don't be ready for shailen, that's mamish they're going in a car, verstehst? So why to mix ketchup with mayonnaise? Well, bavade, it's a shailen from the reise. A shailen from Yisrael de'Raisa. It's not a chumra ba'alme. It's not even a chumra ba'alme. It's mretzach of Yisrael de'Raisa. No, this is mamish chomo. Let me get it started to meleches teichen. Let me get to meleches teichen. Now, the Isur of Meleches Teichen, while people don't know the Isur of Meleches Teichen, I see a lot of people in Nichshal, Bochim a bit less, but we'll see, even Bochim, there's a lot of Echetintzes, that is Nogia Isur Teichen, Aloch Elemaise. I want to Miyasad, Kedarkeinu, the Yesedes, and then we'll see even Afkeminis and the Dinim. Isur Teichen is, you take a piece, a salad, a gush, and you cut it to little pieces. Thus is teichen. Another way of teichen is, you smash it. Dehainu, you take a banana with a fork and you smash it, you over an isur teichen. You take a cooked potato and different matzovim and you smash it, you over an isur teichen. You take avocado and you smear it on a bread, you over an isur teichen. Even if you have a salad of avocado and there's little pieces inside that are not finished completely and you smear them around, you over an isur teichen. This is Isur Teichen De'Raisa. This is Teichen De'Raisa. Some cases more chamo, some cases less chamo. But this is Teichen. There's two ways. Taking a piece and cut it to chop it to little pieces. This is what people know that is Teichen. And the same is you take a banana, you mash it for a little kid, this is Teichen. You take a big cooked potato, if it's not very soft, you'll see soon, and you smash it, you're on Teichen. You take avocado and you want to spread it on a bread, you're over on teichen. Even if it's a soft avocado, you're over on teichen. But we'll learn what is teichen, and then we'll start with mazir what is also and what is muter als teichen. The makom from teichen is a gemara in Shabbos that I endowed them with base. Hai man, the poris silke chayav mishum teichen. Zogt Rashi, shechoyte yerek anikro silke lechatichos ktanos. He quotes a yerek that is called silke lechatichos ktanos. Thus he's teichen. Now we have a machlekes rishonim, what is teichen? Some rishonim hold teichen is an every vegetable, every fruit. It's teichen. If you cut it into little pieces, it's teichen. Some rishonim hold only raw vegetables that you can eat them, but they're not cooked. So you chop them, that like this you could cook them. Or that if you chop them, you could eat them. So then, you chayav mitzvah teichen. I'll explain the lomdus. The first shita holds, teichen is teichen. Teichen is teichen. The zweite shita holds, teichen is only if you prepare the food, like in flour. You take the seeds and you grind them so it becomes flour. You get me somewhere. We can bake a bread if we don't grind the wheat. So the mayor, this is a chefze of teichen. But if you take an apple, if you cut it to little pieces, frier give an apple, it still is an apple. So these are the two shittas. So shittas Rambam is amevash perik chof alef toichen yerek chai kedei levash loy chai el mishum toichen. Zog beramach shittas Rambam, only if you take something raw and you grind it raw that you can't eat chai, you chai mitza toichen. Arashmo b'tshuve, like this we paskin la'aloche, just we'll have to remember it later for the tzirufim, we paskin la'aloche every vegetable and every fruit, if you grind it to pieces, you chayev mitzad teichen. You chayev mitzad teichen. On the day passed to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chof Aleph, every yerek, that you choytach, you chayev mitzad teichen. This is the first halacha. So we know it's teichen and every fruit and every vegetable, if you cut into pieces, you chayev mitzad teichen. This is halacha number one. Halacha number two, kum berashba b'tshuve, and zog, as there is a halacha in boirer, that you're allowed to be boirer miyad le'achile, you're allowed to be teichen miyad le'achile. If you're going to eat, you're allowed to cut the food before you're going to eat the little pieces. Shelei osro teiro b'shabes lecho yichatiches k'tanes. So can you say, a person has a big apple, the only way you can eat it when he bites into the big apple, Hashem doesn't allow you to cut it before he eats it? Lei osro teiro. Man, if it's mamish before you're eating, you're allowed to cut it. But in this heter, the second halacha, there is a heter to do it miyad, is a zevi boirer. You're only allowed to do it miyad, not bekeli. Now, for sure, you're allowed to use a knife, zok the biur halacha, because those hastish can keli. Those haste like you eat an apple with your hand, you cut a vegetable. Bekeli means you're not allowed to use a grater in Shabbos. And this we'll see, lemaisa is no way in all of the teichen that we'll go to teichen, you're never allowed to use a grater in Shabbos. So here the Rashi says, it's the raisa, as they be boyer bekli is also, so grater is also also. Now it also has to be miyad. What is miyad? The Mishnah Berurah says, after the people finish the daven. But if you do it an hour or two before, like the Mishnah Berurah, korev li es chayev chatas. So shitas Rashbo miyad koidem ha'achile, you're allowed to, biyad, die with a normal knife, not with a grater, and mamish samuch la'achile. The Sharatzim brings down with a lot of rishonim acholek on the Rashbo. Chazanish is go machmir. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, we have to remember this halacha, ein limchois biyad ha'makilim. Legabe dem ein limchois biyad ha'makilim. So again, so the second halacha is a din, is isur teichen in every vegetable. Second halacha we know, that if you do it miyad before the eating, you're allowed to. Although b'tnei that you're doing it miyad, v'koidem la'achile. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Sharatzim that a lot of poskim acholek and the Rashbo, ve'en limchos biyad ha'mekilim. The third halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah, where you could be samech l'maisa on that, when you do a vegetable salad, what they serve in yeshiva, That vegetable salad is a shtick of teichen to make a za vegetable salad. That amount of pieces, we call them teichen. But they're not very, very small. The ktsas godoil, right? The vegetable salad of yeshiva is not mamish. I'm not speaking of the carrot salad. Carrot salad we'll get in a second. But the vegetable salad of yeshiva, that size of the vegetable salads in yeshiva, or they serve supper or breakfast, chmeish genoit. These salads, zog the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do them samuch la'achile. Why? It's not mamish atoichen, you could be lamed zchus. It's not so little, the pieces. So as a salad, this is the halacha everyone has to know lemaisa, when he's married, if you want to do a vegetable salad, the wife only could do it, mamish when you leave shul, like a half an hour before the meal, a bit less. Before that, you're not allowed to make a vegetable salad, only if you make mamish grub pieces, and we'll see soon, we don't know what is grub. Mishnah Berurah says, we don't know what is the shear of grub. This is the third halacha. So again, we know vegetables, every vegetable is teichen is asur. We know miyad is a machleikas, ein limchus miyad amekilim. Although for us, we have enough kemir to make a vegetable salad, like the Mishnah Berurah, chatiches gdeles ktsap, we say mechal miyad. Now, the fourth halacha, this will be very negi asur la halacha lemaisa, very, very much. The chazanish, the machleikas of Shulazalim with the chazanish. The Chazanish taina is that all of this heter of miyad is only in doing salads and chopping things. But what we said before, that is a halacha of teichen, and we'll get to it soon, that you're not allowed to smear avocado on a bread, to spread avocado on a bread. You're not allowed to mash a potato. You're not allowed to mash a banana in Shabbos. This doesn't help a heter of miyad. Why? He says, the whole heter of miyad, it's derech achile. Mashing it's mamash and ma'isa toichen. Shlomo Zalman getaina that the heter is also on mashing a potato. Again, only chatiches gdolos, a divi kaif chatiches gdolos, so it's only enough kemina legabe el limcha is miyara mekinu. If you see someone mashing a potato in the middle when he's eating, or he's spilling avocado on his bread when he's eating, lefich hazemish you have to yell on him toichen. And if you're Shlomo Zalman, el limcha is miyara mekinu. But you're not allowed to do it. Again, soon we'll go to the Pirta Halochis. I want first the Miyasid Klaw, the Halochis, the Rabbi Akinian, later I will be marking from Tchila Atsoif, the ganze Zach, was with Avisen Avtoichen. Kimat. So, Nachabot, I want to be close. So, the vial we have five Halochis that we know. Isur Toichen and Yero Zach, vegetables, Yerokes, Alts, fruits, Alts is Isur Toichen. We know that miyad, the Rashba's matter, the Rishonim Aser, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Limchas Miyad HaMekilim, or the Gabi of vegetable salad, that the pieces are a little bit big, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could be Samech on it. And then we said again, the Heter for miyad is not with a grater for sure, with a grater you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. And we know that the Gabi mashing something completely, the Chaznish says there is no Heter of miyad, and the Mishnah Zalman held Asidu HaHeter. Well, again, we said it's only enough community like Abba B'dieved, because the Katkhila Sevi can't do it, because it's not, we're not saying on this sheet. One more cloud before we start to cover the halachas. The Chazanish taina is that this heter of miyad is only to people that could eat normally. But if you have an old person or a baby that can't eat, big pieces, you're not allowed to cut for him little pieces, even miyad. Because by him, it's like fixing the food. So you can't call it derech achile. The heter of miyad is only to a person that could eat it anyway. So anyway, it's a food. So then you're allowed to do it miyad. Shlomo Zalman holds me. Even to a person that can eat, if the world could eat it, you're allowed to do it miyad. These are the first klolim in Teichet. So now, when we have Tzachon, we will start to go Duch Hilchis Teichen, the first part of the Halacha, the first part of the Shiur, I want to say. Is there Isur to cut a tomato, to cut into little pieces? Isur Teichen. If you do it for another 5 hours, is there Isur Teichen? Now, what is Teichen? So the Moshe came, and everyone was masking, and said, but if someone does slices, even very thin slices of tomato, you can't call it Teichen. Someone likes to slice, like very thin tomato, or very thin apples, very thin pieces. Since it's not a longish tickle, it's not considered teichen. Avada, some people like to eat green onion. There, even little slices is teichen. Because it's already little, with a slice, it's mamish like a broccoli. So, I don't know what the shiur, pickles, about mistaken pickles also, the thing that I understand, you're allowed to do little slices. Because it's not teichen, it's a slice. Only an onion is the place container, this is mamish like a teichen. Already the pickles already, you're allowed to do thin slices. This everyone is masking. Okay, now we'll go one more step. Carrots. People make a carrot salad. So again, to make it with a grater, it's also. Because it's clear, miyuchel, it's uvda dechoyl. Uvda dechoyl, even if it's not teichen. Rabbi Yashiv, what is the difference in carrot salad? The one that they serve in yeshiva, I mean. They're like little strings, like here. They make them little strings. So mitzad echor, the Moshe finds a time, it doesn't nishken teichen, it's here. It's like, what is it, doesn't nishken teichen? It's interesting to say, it's not teichen, it's a salad. Rabbi Yashiv said, this is echor the kind of teichen. Wait, it's teichen as they. So Rabbi Yashiv holds his day rice. That if someone takes a grater and makes a carrot salad, Rabbi Yashiv holds it's Yisrael day rice. Remeshav, no, he made like long years, nishken teichen. It's interesting to bring it, but it's nishken teichen. And a grater, you're not allowed to use it because it's uvda dechoyl. But even if you're a Moshe, sometimes people make a grater very small here, not long ones. Then even a Moshe be made it at its teichen. If you make it very, very short, so that's the eichen at teichen. Okay, so the mice, so we know, to make slices you're allowed to. But to cut a pickle also to four already, you take a pickle and you cut him four, then you slice it, this is already teichen. If you take a pickle, you cut them to four grown ones, and then you go with a knife and cut it to kill to slices, this is already teichen. Now, the Ramos said, now we pass in Laloche that before the Seuda, if people do these pickles, ain't limchois. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you cut pickles like to four, you're allowed to do it before the Seuda, because it's chatichos ktsad gdolos, it's the size of a vegetable salad. And the Bais Yosef says that the size of a vegetable salad, you're allowed to do it. We don't know, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, and I want to be magdil. We don't know exactly what is the shiur. The shiur nakusom loy neidalonu. We don't know exactly what is toichen. Big pieces we know it's not toichen. All these little pieces, we don't know if it's teichen or not. So we made the achroah is like this. We'll make a seder from the first halacha. The achroah is like this. If you make yourself a vegetable salad, a cucumber salad, or even the pickles, four, and then slice them, you're not allowed to do it when people, 2 hours before the meal, could be a chashash no reise. When people leave the shul, you're allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to do it? Because it's not very, very little. And we hold that Tzomach la-Seuda is Mutar, the Mishnah Berurah is Maker. And this is Be'etzem the minute what people have to remember. Salads. Most of the salads. If you do it very, very little, Mishnah Berurah says it's also only El Limchois. But if you make like a normal size of a vegetable salad, and you see it yourself in vegetable salads, some people might like to make it very thin. And Shabbos is nicht good. Of a medium salad, like yeshiva, not less. Some people thought even the yeshiva is a bit too small to do in Shabbos. They have to do a little bit bigger from that. Chatich is gedolus ktsas. The yeshiva is a bit, not mamish, small. But that, you're allowed to do it, but you have to teach your house and you have to teach. Vegetable salad is done only before the meal, not far away from the meal. This is the Pashto Zach. Right, slices you're allowed to. No, this is what Ramosha says. That's not slices. Now we're going with this bathroom again to smash things. To take a thing and to smash it. So we'll start. It's two kinds of things to smash. We said the Chazanish said there is no heter. And the Fidim Mishnah Berurah again, it's only El Limchis V'Yadah Mekilim. So we're going now Me'ikar Adin, and we are not the Mekilim. We know that we're not allowed to smash things, Be'etzim, for Shabbos. So we have to divide it to different groups. It's cooked things and it's not cooked things. So we'll start from cooked things and then we'll go to raw things. And the Ramosh state as it, that it brings the Mordechai that they took cooked apples and they spread it on the bread on Shabbos. So the Mordechai, how are you allowed to spread on Shabbos? It's taking the fruit and spreading it, it's teichen. And state that grace of chidush and teichen. That teichen doesn't have to be divided to different pieces, even if it comes a mush, is the isof and teichen. It doesn't have to become separate little pieces. Even if you take an apple and you make it a mush, you squeeze it, it's isu teichen. So why are you allowed to squeeze the apple? Why are you allowed to mush the apple and the bread in Shabbos? Zag de Mordechai, because when you cooked it, you broke the koyach of the apple and you made him soft. And ke'ilu already he was nitchan bidei adam and is no teichen. Zag de Mordechai and Rabbi Yashiv and Ale Poiskim, it's only if the apple is really very soft. Then most time the cooked potatoes are not soft enough that you can mash them in Shabbos. Most of the cooked potatoes that are served, you're not allowed to mash them in Shabbos. Only if it's very, very soft, you're allowed to mash it in Shabbos. There is no issur teichen. But if it's not very, very soft, there's no issur to do it in Shabbos. There is an issur to do it in Shabbos. If it's very soft, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. If it's not very soft, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. This goes on all the cooked zachen. So your taika have to be mighty that it's very soft. If not, we'll find different eggs. Malt. We'll get eggs and something else. It's not gedule karka. Now, raw things, avocado, bananas, even if they're very, very soft, Zechem Shem Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, you're not chazanish, you're not allowed to smear them in Shabbos. It's not like a cooked zach that when it's soft you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Something that is cooked, ki even the cooking broken. Here if it, Hashem created it, even if it got very soft, the banana, even if the avocado got very soft, the date it came very soft, you're not allowed to smear it around the Shabbos. Only Zalkim Shum Zalman, if it's so soft that when you hold one side, it doesn't pick up the other part. You touch it, just you can't, you put your hands in the middle, you pick it up, you'll just come out with a little piece. Then it's bichlal nishken memareach. It's bichlal nishken teichen. It's water. But on there, and people, a lot of people have mistaken it. They say, mamish people nishal and isuri deiraisa here. People think that they learned that, you know, that soft cooked things you're allowed to mash. So maybe they have a soft avocado, a soft zachen, the mash is more heter. And again, even in cooked zachen, they have to be soft. Shenisrakhu harbe. But if it's not Nisraq Khuarbe, it's no heter. Again, so be'etzem, we have to make a mechor every time when we see someone takes avocado, even avocado salad. A lot of times you have all these salads, but you have it inside pieces. The pieces that were not mashed, you're not allowed to spread them around. A lot of times even an eggplant you can have as azach. If it was not ground up and you mash it, you're over an isul teichen and Shabbos. The chiddush is teichen doesn't mean dafka to break the two. From a salad thing to make him a soft, a broken piece, it's eichen isul from teichen and Shabbos. Novos, if you're standing in the middle of the meal and you see your friend is doing it, you're not mechuyav to be meiche, because lefid, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, somuch la'achile, you're allowed to mash. Ein Mumchus. Again, we don't hold like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not allowed to be saying on the Rashbo. But ein Mumchus. And the Chazon Ish says, nay, it's only on Teichen, not on Mashi. So if we make a Sikum La'aloche, the Vayl of this Chaylik. So Kum Teis Azeh. Kum Reis Azeh. And as two kind of Zachen. And something that is soft, because it was cooked and it's very soft, even not very, very mushy, but it's very soft, you're allowed to take a potato and smash it and make a mashed potato, no problem. If it was not cooked, or it was stamped soft, you're not allowed to smear it in Shabbos, because you consider it teichen. If it's very mamish like liquid, you touch it, it doesn't pull, then if the zamen holds, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. But on them, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Now, if someone is doing it samuch la'achile, so we know, Me'ikir Adin Mishnah Berurah says we're not samuch on the heter of samuch la'achile אור חתיכס גדולס קצת, היס נח שייך, אבל מכל מקום אין לימחו הסביע על המקילי. אבל הוא עושה, בחזניש סייך, הוא משתבור עושה, אין לימחו הסביע על המקילי, it's only the person that is doing salad. Not that the person that is taking the salad thing is turning it over to be a mush. And as I said, משתבור עושה סלט. זאת אומרת, it's very schwach to be סיימך, on the Zachen. But we give Eitzes the Meise, how to get to do it. If people want to do it, what is the Eitzes to do it? But Be'etzem is no Eitzem. Now, let me gain one mistake. Dovor she'ein gidule min ha'oretz. Eggs, fish. Eggs and fish. Mushrooms, the people are machmir. The person say to be machmir in mushrooms. But in eggs and fish and milk and cheese and all these achim, most shittas hold is no teichen bedavar she'en gidule min ha'aretz. Why? Teichen in the Mishkan was in things that were growing, like me'amer, koitzer, teichen. So is no teichen bedavar she'en gidule min ha'aretz. Lemaise, the Poskim pass it like this. Vayetz ha'machlekes. So it's totally when. If the Zach is already ready to eat, so we saw that the Rambam holds that Bichlal is no Teichen, you're allowed to. If it's not ready to eat, you're not allowed to. So I'll explain. We have to have a tzivuf of two Zachen. Shitas HaRambam, there is no Teichen in Dovo that is ready to eat, and Dovo Shein Gedulim in the Oretz, only Bichai Gamma we are maker. So maybe we pass in the following halachas. If you have a piece of raw meat, you're not allowed to be teichen it in Shabbos. Not permitted to give it to the chickens, chvetz. Oh, but if you have ready meat, ready fish, ready eggs, you're allowed to be teichen them in Shabbos. Again, not in a grater, because klisha oimer lekach is uvde dechoil. So if you want to make an egg salad, you're not allowed to use a grater, because it's uvde dechoil, but you're allowed to cut it to pieces, even to people that cannot eat it, to an old person, to a little kid, all kind of meats and fish and chickens. Shlomo Zalman holds you allowed to, but I didn't want to mention it. You have to know what is the cases. One that you just take over at the egg. Shlomo Zalman holds you allowed to. The one Shlomo Zalman holds you allowed to. For sure, it's no toichen because it slices, but it's not even a uv de rechoil. No uv de rechoil. Moshe, Shlomo Zalman holds that the salami, you know, they have these machines that cut salamis. You're not allowed to use them in Shabbos because it's uv de rechoil. A lot of camps, not electric ones, but they have the ones that are not electric. You know, you buy these big stacks of salamis, and they just want to cover that machine that goes back and forth. And but most of them, Shlomo Zalman wanted to ask her because it's uv de rechoil. That's not like it's really like a machine. A machine that slices. So in this achim you're allowed to, but clearly you're not allowed to. Now, the maise, so the vial, it's very like. So the shayla is the marshal, how you make it. If you have a baby and you want to give him bananas and Shabbos, how you mash it? Because you're not allowed to. Shteitin hilchah is toichen is another kula bi hilchah is toichen. Tchime b'shinu yizmuto. It's a very shver zach, because in all zachen b'shinu is also. Tchime b'shinu yizmuto. Melech is toichen b'shinu yizmuto. Now what is toichen b'shinu? You take the banana, and you take the back of the banana, and you take the back of the fork, and with the back of the fork, you mash the banana, it's not a problem. So the marshal, if someone wants to eat a mashed banana, he takes the back of the banana, the back of the fork, and he mashes the banana, and it's okay. Other marshal, he wants to make mashed potatoes in Shabbos, and he's not so sure if the potatoes are soft enough that he can mash them, so he takes the back of the fork, and he does it. What?
The handle.
Now, if Shlomo Zalman Oyenbar says a givaldik echidush, if you take a spoon, you could take even the front of the spoon. You don't have to take the handle of the spoon. He says no one mashes with spoons. סדוף עליהם זה שינוי. אבל זה דרך שם, צריך, יש בני רגע, נעשה זכר, we only found in שכונו שטייט that you allow to take him, you take the handle of the knife and you bang on the pilpelim, it's mutter because it's a שינוי. That's why it's a שינוי. A back, a handle is a שינוי. אבל a spoon of שלרם זה לא, who mashes potato? It'll be a weekday. You'll start to mash with a spoon? Now, you have to know, when, so this is the header. So this is the mice is the eitzah, if you want to make mash bananas in Shabbos, you mash them in the back of the spoon, or the handle of the fork over the spoon, and you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Now, the Shabbos, the most, if you have an avocado spread, and you want to spread the avocado in Shabbos, so we said with a knife, for sure you're not allowed to. But you want to do it with a shinui. Now here's a big shayla, what is a shinui for spreading avocado on a bread? The shayla, to use the back of a knife, it's a shinui, nishta zei klo. Well, because this is, some knives you can't know where's the back. Shayla is one heist a shinui. The marshal, to use a back of a spoon is avada a shinui. No one uses to spread avocado on the back of a spoon. Again, if you're doing it before the meal, I already have the tzir that it's before the meal. If you're a zalman, meikar avin is yesh lehakel. The marshal, you're doing it with soft potatoes. Anyway, the soft. I don't know, but I've seen all these halachas to know how much you could be mitzaref to be making it. Now, as another halacha in toichen, ein toichen achal toichen. Ein toichen achal toichen. It's not easy to be teichen achal teichen. This is the reason you're allowed to take a bread and to crumb it to little pieces. I teichen, the bread was flour already. Ein teichen achal teichen. This is the reason Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to make matzah melon Shabbos in Yom Tov. Ein teichen achal teichen. Again, you're not allowed to do it with a kli miyuchad lekach. But with a kli she'ein miyuchad lekach, you're allowed to do it. This is the reason the Moshe, if you have, some people have pieces from sugar. People have pieces of sugar. You're allowed to break them because the sugar was little pieces, and now you're just breaking it back. Or the salt. You have a salt, and the salt got stuck together. You open the salt shaker and it's stuck. So you take a knife and you break it. It's not a problem. Because already it was pieces before. It just got attached together. It became a gush. You mazel the tchias v'yosa. Avada un avada, that you're not allowed to take sugar and turn it to powder sugar in Shabbos. Because sugar was pieces. And if you bring it back to where it was, you're not allowed to. Now, this is Be'etzem, the Iker Alochas, what is Negea to Teichen. This is Be'etzem, the ganze Meloche from Teichen and Shabbos. Novos. This is a Chazanish of Rabbi Kiva Eiker. This is Negea to Lemaisa. In Chazanish brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says if someone took little pieces of metal and put them together and created a big keli from metal, a big piece of metal, and he chops it again and Shabbos to little pieces, he's chayev mitzad toichen. Frag the Chazanish, en toichen achal toichen? Frag the Chazanish, it's not a rule of en toichen achal toichen. It's not a pora aduma. The vote is that when you make teichen, the Shem teichen is never misbatel. But if you took the metal and you warmed it up and it became again one piece of metal, so it's mamish like tchilas briya, sorry, you're not allowed to chop it again into little pieces. Now, in aloche, this meitzim is negi a lot of times. Shait in aloche, two aloches in Hilchei Shabbos. One aloha is you're not allowed to go to the floor. If you see a piece of mud, you're not allowed to take the mud and break it to little pieces because you chayev mitzad toichen. A lot of time in Shabbos you see like a piece of mud. You want to play with it with your foot and you break it to little pieces. And Shulchan Aruch states you chayv mitzad toichen. Said, can the Zohar that was born like that? Hashem created it like that. Said, if a person has mud on his clothes, a big piece of mud, could be he could take it off carefully, but he's not allowed to crumb it off because it's chayv mitzad toichen. He's toichen the crumb. The guy was training in Shabbos, and he goes and like a piece of like a good amount sticks to his suit, so he's not allowed to forget about melab and mechabes. He's leaving a mark. But it's a big piece of mud, so, and he can't take it off completely. But he could play with it until it crumbs off. So if it happens with a chant or dizachen, so you have to know. If sometimes a piece of some machen chant gets stuck to the jacket, so a shy won't get stuck. A mol gets stuck a couple beblach with a little bit of potatoes and this. So if when he will crumble it, will come back to be beblach and thus is mutter. But sometimes when he will crumble it, because the chant became so hard on his jacket, it's like one little piece of potato that got stuck on his jacket, really. And now, just the only way to take it off, he starts to play with it, and it crumbs to pieces. He's toichen on Shabbos. So, this everyone knows. This is the Pashut Halacha. But the Shaila of Kvege Frekt, why when mud gets stuck on your clothes, you're not allowed to crumble it on Shabbos, the essence, the mud, was little pieces before it came to your clothes. That became a big twist onto you. So, Kvege says, weiss this in mud, because Hashem made mud like the world is mud. And you break it, and if it becomes wet, it becomes back to the same mud, don't lose your teichen achar teichen. There is your teichen achar teichen. But in Shaiva the Marshal, in Shaiva, some people are more makel. In Shaiva. Wax. If you have wax stuck on your finger. Yom Kippur, someone, a bochur, knocked on my door at 12 o'clock my night. Because he has a shaila. So I got dressed, I went to the door. He has wax on his finger. So I thought, so what is the shaila? He said, Lemaise, it's chitzitzit tamar from the Tiras Yudaim. The biggest candy. He came from far. And the shaila to take it off, he's chayshish from teichen. He's a chayshish teichen. So Abel Taras is there first he could try to take it off without that. But Lemaise, the wax, it's not Gdoli Karka, most of them, today for sure. And again, it was already pieces, it was already liquid. The name is no teichen achar teichen. As there's Masha Mishabur, Michael Sefatera, that the Mishabur speaks about the wax, came on the Sefatera, Mishabur speaks about peeling it, Mishabur Beikar speaks about the Mareach, or the Mishabur speaks about Koise, or the Mishabur Bichlal doesn't speak about the Isu from Teichen. So this is Melechas Teichen. Want to be Masmik one more Kleina Aloche. It's a big Machlekes. Rav Shlomo Zalman mit andere Zalman besayt yom of seret maybe chazanish take aser but he's his matir is the issue to why in Shulchan Aruch state without going to the whole Indian I just wanted to bring out one halacha lemaise it's a different zach no chazach is a halacha that if someone has a watch and it stops to work you're not allowed to wind it in Shabbos a mechanic well not nothing no electricity, no batteries. He wants to wind it in Shabbos. It's an issue to wind it in Shabbos. Now, the shaila is, what is the issue to wind it in Shabbos? So some place can get out and make a patish. The watch was not working. Now you're making it to work. Do we make a patish? Mishnah Berurah brings down some place in Matir. But the Mishnah Berurah is machriya le issue. It was a big machlekes in Klal Yisrael. It was big tshuvas on it. But the Mishnah Berurah is machmir the zeger, you're not allowed to do the zeger in Shabbos. The Chazon Ish said it's more from that. It's not makir bepatish because the watch is not broken. No, while you're giving koyach to the watch to work, you're giving chayus to the watch, so it's not going to be makir bepatish that you're mechadish and it's noilad and you're creating a binyan of koyach. This is the Chazon Ish. They have two zachas that is negiah lemaise. They have little kids, some little kids have little cars that you wind them and then they go. And then they stop. And then if you wind it again, it goes a little bit more. You're allowed to wind it for your little brother that it will go on Shabbos or not. So a lot of people said, Shaykh Mishtabur, that you're not allowed to wind a watch on Shabbos. What is the difference winding a watch or winding the car? The car, when it's not wind, it can't move. The watch, when it's not wind, it can't move. The Zal Bezach. The Zal Beisul. Zayim Shem Zal Menei. A watch that is not moving is broken. It's a Makim Bepatish. A car, you don't want the car to move the whole time. If you buy a car from the company, that when you wind it, it doesn't stop. You go back to the car, the company, the Kenish. So how do you use this Zach, like Shem Zalman? You wind it and it stops. You wind. How are you using it? This is the way to use it. A watch, the way you use the watch is you look on the watch. The way you make the watch to work is you wind it. This car, the way you play with it is that you wind it and it goes away and you catch it. This is the game. The Zelda Zalman, Shem Zalman, they have little high chairs, little rocking chairs for kids. So some swings. So some modernish, you know, they have with batteries, develop automatic. Say that. We have the outer, you know, you just wind it with your hand. You have all different swings that you can wind them a little bit. So Shem Zalman, no one winds the swing not to swing the whole time. The idea is that you could wind it a bit, and if you need more, you'll do it again. So yeah, you hope the kid will fall asleep, you'll finish. So Shem Zalman, then it's mutter. So this was one machlekes. The first of Shem Zalman was mechadish against the belt that mounted the aser. The belt stole tzuto a watch, so Shem Zalman was mitracht a bissel beseichel, as no shaykhs to a watch. No shaykhs to a watch. A watch, Shasanish can watch. There's a watch. Now, then the Chazon Ish, Zalman Gitaim B'Seif Yomov, aber lefi de Chazon Ish could be its asur. Because Lemaise, it doesn't have the koyach. It doesn't have the koyach to move, and you're creating inside a koyach to move. You're creating inside a koyach to move. You're creating a koyach to move. So this type of he lives somewhere very far. So he came out from Yeshiva, you know, he went to one of these out kailos, you know, a bisalel and a sach kiruv. And the kitzur amaisa, so he's mekal dot in a person a shtikl a macht with reform. Yeah, the kitzur. Yeah, is starting to become from a shtikl. He learned to do brachas, and he called him up that he's doing brachas. And he told him, I don't eat treif anymore. So I don't eat kosher. But I go into a store, I will only order rice, I will only order potatoes. I can't just go to kosher restaurants yet. I mean, he doesn't eat pigs, he will never, you know, chickens, that I'm only rice and all these things. Yeah? They're baked in the tray for the kaplets. So he's asking his mechuyif to tell him not to make a bracha, because b'yitzeh ha'razah zach, you don't make a bracha. B'yitzeh ha'birach mi'etz Hashem. To tell him not to make a bracha of ha'razah zachim, it's a bracha levatolet. Other than that, you know, if you will stop to the brachas, you will never become frum. So, I don't know yet what to answer.